Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, the 13th of September, 2014. I only said 2010. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what time it is. It's gone 8 o'clock. And I'm just going to have something to eat and make some tea. So I thought you can keep me company because I'm here on my own today, which is actually quite a rare occurrence because the kids are over at their dad's. Well, Connor's working today and tomorrow, but they went over there last night, and he's going back there tonight and then going to work in the morning, and then I presume he's coming home here tomorrow night. So, just had to defrost some milk. People in this house are too quick to put milk in the freezer. And then, when we need it, it's frozen. Okay, I've got enough for a cup of tea. Because it's actually... defrosted at the top. Our kitchen's a bit untidy. Maybe you can keep me company in a minute while I clear it up, because normally I do all that after dinner at night, and I hate coming down to it in the morning, and I never normally do it. But last night, I don't know, yesterday was a bit... I don't know. Nothing wrong, but I've had better days. Okay, I'm gonna have some toast. I was laying in bed, listening to somebody making pasta on the audio board, and it made me hungry, but I'm not gonna have pasta for breakfast, don't worry. I might have it for my dinner though, tonight. Obi's gone to that wedding today. I can't remember whether I said on here that he's been made an emergency best man, and he went to get the suit fitted because they'd already spent £400 on a suit for the best man, and then he disappeared. And so Obi was called in as an emergency, and he had to go be fitted for a rental suit. And I think that was on... I don't know if that was Wednesday. No, Thursday. Oh, I can't even remember now. And, I'm trying to get the top off his milk. Come on. So then while he was actually out getting the suit fitted and with the couple to be, he actually they received a phone call from his best man. He turned up again, but the groom, was so pissed off with him that he decided to just ignore his calls. So Obi is still best man. And he had to get there early this morning. He was supposed to be there by 8 o'clock, but there was such a mess up over the arrangements. He was supposed to meet the bloke at Crystal Palace, and then he got a text late last night, which he didn't see till this morning, saying the plans had changed because the hotel he stayed at last night wasn't at Crystal Palace. It was the same hotel, but it was in Old Kent Road, so now he had to go there. And so he had to get to Elephant and Castle. So he went to Orpington Station because I told him he'd probably have to change at Bromley South if he went that way, but he had to go there because he'd needed 4 refunds on his Oyster card where they'd overcharged him. So he'd rung them up to sort that out, and he had to check in with his card at Orpington to get it put back on the card, so he had to go there. Then he had a 25-minute wait at Bromley South, so that means that his train won't get until 9:10, and the service is at 10, and he's got to get changed. He's got to go to a hotel and get changed. I said, that bride's going to be putting a curse on you if you make her husband late. Or a husband-to-be late for the wedding. But it's not really his fault, because the bloke's messed him around about the location and everything. So it's not really his fault. And the other great thing not this morning, I got up about 6:30 or whatever time it was, and discovered Niall had weed in the front room, living room, which I'm not very happy about. It's a long time since he did that, but he's got this thing. He's got this thing where he hasn't done it for ages. Ever since the first day I had him at the training centre, they gave us these big stainless steel bowls, and I filled it up with water, and he drank the whole lot, and then he's dying to go to the toilet, and he wheezed for minutes. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. You can stand out there, and I'm going, oh, for goodness sake. This is unbelievable. Hasn't done it for ages. Now, last night I did notice the water bowl was nearly empty, but I don't fill it right up anymore. So whether someone else did and he drank the lot, he hasn't got anything medically wrong with him. He's been checked out. And as I say, it's been ongoing since I've had him nearly 5 years. So he hasn't got anything wrong with him medically that would cause that. I mean, he is epileptic, but that didn't start till he was 4. And this behaviour started when he was not even 2. So not that. So I don't know what it is. I'm not very pleased about it. So I've just covered it up with newspaper. And when I've just eaten my breakfast, I'll go and clear it up. So I'm not too happy that I've got up to that this morning. Because he went out late last night. Obi took him out. And he said he told me this morning he did a really long wee. But I suppose if I'd have known that last night, if I'd have taken him myself, I would have taken him out again. I did get up in the night about 2 or 3 o'clock to let Lammy out. And he didn't get up to come out then, so he can't have been that desperate then. Anyway, he's not particularly in my good books now. It's not his fault, I haven't said anything. We can't, but at least it's not on carpet. That will be the pits, and I would be really annoyed then. Anyway, I'm going to pause this while I go and eat my breakfast, because you don't want to hear me eating it, if I can find my phone. And I'll be back in a minute when I'm clearing up the kitchen. Okay, I've eaten my toast. It was really lovely. It was brown bread. We normally have Warburtons I get it from Tesco's, and it's the one with all the seeds in it. They've got seeds on the crust, seeds in the middle. But this one was from Greg's. It was brown bread. Well, it is brown bread. I'm just pulling the curtains back. And I had it with butter and mustard. Coleman's English mustard, yum, yum. You cannot beat it. Mustard on toast, I know people probably think is disgusting, but to me, it is not. Okay, I'm going to just let the cats out. Good morning, everybody. Hello? Okay, don't answer then. Okay. Do you want to go out? That's Candice. Do you want to go out, Candice? Do you? Yes? Pinky's gone out the other door. She's gone into the house. Come on then, I think. Why have you rooshed all your mat up like this? Let's let you out. Excuse me. That's probably all the cat hair in here. Go on. Oops, what's in the front of the door? Ovi. I have no idea why that's there. I'm going to ring him and ask him in a minute. Okay. What on earth is that doing there? Chief Wackaboo-boo, it's too early for me to feed you. You've got dried food there, look. Eat that. Go away now. Pinky? I've got to avoid the piss patch. Ugh! The newspaper bit, that is. Actually, I think I'm going to do that next. So I'm going to get a bag for it. I'm just going to have a sip of my tea as I pass. You can't beat your first cup of tea. For some people it's coffee. get a bag for the paper and get a bowl. Now, do you know what? I'm going to have to do... it's really thrown me, that has. It's pissed me off, really. Excuse my French. Okay. What I'm going to do is put you over here. Now, I'm going to do my dishwasher first, because to fill the bowl up, take the plates out the sink. So when I'm taking them out, I might as well be putting them in the dishwasher. People in this house seem to be, me included at times, incapable of putting something straight in the dishwasher. I say me included because I usually do, but I just found my cup from last night. I just found it in the sink as well. So excuse all the clattering. I'll try and do it as quietly as I can. Oh, hey ho. What a lovely day. Actually, it's really grey out. It hasn't rained for ages here. Well, it seems like ages. Maybe it's only about 2 weeks, but it seems longer ago than that. Holy yuck, this is foul. I'm not going to do this again. Get up to this crack. Some washing on in a minute as well. Oh dear. This might turn into a bit of a soundscape because I don't know if I've got anything to tell anybody really. It wasn't that much, it was only a few plates. It just seems like a lot when you're faced with it. I don't know what time Obi's going to be home. I was going to treat myself to a curry tonight, and I might do that. Or I might make myself some pasta. I'm going to have a bath. Well, you really want to know that, but you know for me, because I'm supposed to only have showers, because of my dialysis tube, and showers are considered more hygienic. You're sitting in your own bacterial water, basically, in a bath. Whereas in the shower, it's clean water going over you. Although, I'm not quite sure I hold with that in some ways. I see what they're saying, but actually when the shower water goes down your body, it's actually washing dirt and bacteria. So it can actually wash it down to the sides, because it's on my abdomen. So it's not like it's my face or something where the water's going to be cleanest when it hits it. So I'm not totally convinced about that. But when I was at the hospital a couple of months ago, I asked for some special dressings that they give people when they go swimming. I said, I won't do it very often. They said swimming is okay because of the chlorine in the water. But I said, well, I'll put a load of Dettol in my bath. And I did it once. It was actually nice to have a proper bath and not just have to have showers. But I decided I wanted to make them last. And as I'm here on my own, I can just take my time, listen to some music. Don't worry, I won't do an audio book. I think I have known of people do that, but I'm not going to do that. So you're okay, everybody. Don't be scared to listen. If I do any more booze later, which I probably will because I'm here on my own, and I can, and I'll probably be bored. Actually, I probably won't be bored, but who knows, I might be. I might not be bored, but I might feel like talking, like I haven't got any, I need the company. The water that we put the milk to defrost in warm water, I'm sure you're probably not supposed to do that. The water's absolutely freezing. Right, now this is the bowl I'm going to fill up. I've got two washing up bowls, because we had red one and a red draining rack and everything. There was nothing wrong with them. We've only had them over a year, except the bowl, the red bowl. I don't know which is which now. So what it is to be fine. Let's have a look. That's the red bowl. The red bowl is a tighter fit in the sink?
I don't know now.
I don't know which is which. How weird. That fits okay. I don't know. I think this is the blue one. It's more square, slightly more square, yeah. Anyway, Connor works in a shop where they sell household stuff. He's the manager there now. It's called Cargo. They sell furniture. We got a lot of our furniture there after the fire. Oh, he wasn't working there then. If he was, we would have got a discount. He brought home, just randomly, I don't know why, a new bowl and a washing up rack. Because he said he was fed up with the same colour. We've got the sky blue now. I think it's sky blue. And I thought, I'm not throwing the other bowl away. It's nothing wrong with it. And the rack. So I put the rack in the cupboard. The draining rack. Because you don't need two of those. And if there's ever a breakdown of the dishwasher and we've got some people round and there's a lot of washing up, then I know that I can... have both draining racks out, there's room for them. I just don't want them out permanently. Now I'm going to put some nice smelling disinfectant in that water, in fact, it's the end of the bottle. I don't need a lot of water. And I'll use disposable floor wipes so they can just be chucked. I'm not very happy about this at all. What can I do? There's no point throwing a hissy fit over it. Now, so now we've got a red bin. I said, I'm not replacing the bin. There's nothing wrong with it. And we've got a chair out here, and it had a red, one of those tie-on cushions on it. And it's red and white check, because that's the colour we chose. And now, Connor got me a blue and white check one. I haven't thrown the other one away. If I fancy a change, I'll just change it back again. And when the other one needs washing. Now, I'm going to take you through... Where did I put you when you're here? I'm going to take you through... Because I can't carry my phone and a bowl of water at the same time. Actually, first of all, I've got to get the bag and clear up the crap. Well, not crap, wee. Newspaper, you know. I'm just going to do that now. That disinfectant smells lovely. I use it on these runs sometimes. Oh, the bags have fallen out the cupboard. Oh, dear. I'm sure anyone listening lose the will to live, basically, because it's so boring. I've got caught on the drawer then. I've got in my hand a bag. It's actually one of my yellow medical bags, which is so useful. They're really meant to put my emptied dialysis bags in. Because if the council does a special collection, a medical collection, then they need these stuff in these bags, but ours don't. But I still put them in there in the bin. But I also put lots of other things in there. They're quite good for garden waste because they're thick. And you can disguise your garden waste. If you put it in two of these, no one knows it's garden waste and it gets taken. I know that's a bit of a cheat, but when you haven't got a car and the tip's miles away, And we, you know, what are we supposed to do, really? We don't have a garden waste collection, which is stupid. We do have this scheme, which I might do one day, where you get a bin, you pay £60 a year, and they give you a bin, and you, I think they collect it every 2 weeks or once a month. You put all your garden waste in there. Next door I've got one, and we have borrowed theirs. They've offered them in the past, but I'm not really on speaking terms with next door, as you know. I've got no internet because of those idiots. No TV and no landline. Oh, it's disgusting.
So at least it does the job. It's soaked it up. Now I'll repeat that bag now.
And later on I'll do the cat's litter tray. I'm just going to get the bowl of water now. I'm not using my mop because I don't want it stinking the dog's wee. And it's hard to get rid of the smell off of it.
It actually doesn't smell that strong, but... Here I come with my magic bowl of water. Hope I don't trip over anything.
That will be more of a handicap than a load of wee.
This lot went everywhere.
I'll bring my phone over here. My phone. There. Sorry if I put my hand over the mic. I think I have. Okay, I'm putting it down on the floor there. Now.
I've got two floor wipes. I'll probably only need one.
They're antibacterial. Tesco's antibacterial floor wipes. And then when I've... Oh, a bit of paper there, I forgot. Ugh, it's stuck to the floor. It's so disgusting. Bloody dogs. Mammy never does anything like that. Ever. Now, he hasn't done it for a long time. Well, probably about a year. And it's just because of this drinking thing. He still did a load when he went out this morning. He still had a load more wee to do. It's really ridiculous. Doesn't actually smell, but if you get it on the mop, you know, like the mop takes a long time to dry and then it might smell stale, so I don't really want to risk that, so that's why I'm doing it by hand. And I can just chuck these wipes straight in the bin. Well, actually they'll go in the bag, and I'll keep the bag and do the cat's litter tray in a minute, and then when that's done, I've got one more crappy job today, and that's cleaning out the dog run, which isn't that bad, but it's not a job I relish. I'll try and do it as we go along, but I don't always do it that way. Okay, just do it over here. Just to be on the safe side. One more wipe over. I'm going to get some more of this disinfectant. It smells really nice to wash your floors with. I hope it's not poisonous. Anyway, it's diluted. It probably is. I think it's Dettol. It's a really nice, flowery smelling one. It'll make the room smell really nice. That'll do. Okay, where's my phone now?
There.
I'm taking you back to the kitchen. Because the thing is, if I lose my phone and I can't find it somewhere, I'm paranoid about it today because I've got no other means of finding it. Because if I ever can't find my phone, I'll ring it from the landline. But I haven't got a landline now. Thanks to those idiots next door. I mean, what were they thinking, really? I think what I'm going to do, it's 9 o'clock now, what I'm actually going to do, and I'm not doing this on audio because it's too much faffing around, Obi just called me, so I don't know what I was saying now. I was going to clean out the cat's litter tray, and I'm going to give it a wash out with the disinfectant water, so I might as well use it because it's still hot and fresh. So I usually just clean it out with I've got some special pet disinfectant and floor wipes, and every so often I'll hose it out, but I think I might as well make the use of this And then I will just clean his run out and just tip it in the run. So I think that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to go and do that now. I might pause this and come back because I don't really want to... what was I going to say? I don't know. I'm senile. I've got to wind the clock up today. In fact, I might as well do that now. Pinky, come and say hello to Audio Boo. Come here. Come on. Lammy hasn't come down yet. He's still asleep. He's been up this morning, but he's gone back to bed. Lazy old man. Come here. Say hello, Audio Boo. You simple little cat you are. You're very, very, very simple, aren't you? You don't do things like catch birds, do you?
No, she said, I can't.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm not really mad. Only half. Anyway, I'm going to go and do these dirty deeds. Cat shit, dog shit. What a lovely start to the day. Anyway, once it's done, that's the way I look at it. Here she is again, she's come around the other side of me now. Are you a bit simple? Wow, I'll have to put your hairs in my face. So I'll start itching my eyes and sneezing in a minute. I can feel my nose tingling already. It's you lot, I'm allergic to you. I think it's you, not the others. It's you, you little pudding, eh? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to... She keeps headbutting the phone and me now. Oh, I'll get your hairs out of my face. That noise you can hear, like that clicking noise, that's a... When they're happy, they put their claws in and out. Or as Obi calls it, her fingers. He didn't realise they're called claws. And when he first came to the UK, and she's got a finger caught on me. Well, I call them her fingers now. He says, she picked her up. She's got her fingers out. She put her claws out. Have you got your fingers out? Have you? That's Niall with his bone. I just remembered him. Not very pleased with him. Anyway, I'm going to go and get on with this crap now, and I'll be back in a little while, probably. 32 minutes. Oops. Maybe I won't.